Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We are celebrating Christmas, and here we go. Kris Kringle Conspiracy.
Yeah.
There's a few answers for you. Christmas is on its way, and it's really cold. So how about a white Christmas? Here we go, from the Kris Kringle Experience. Kris Kringle. Kris Kringle is the make-believe person who brings toys and other gifts to children, but don't tell the kids at Christmas. And to grown-ups, he is a special symbol of goodwill and selfless giving. So let's give it off to good old Kris Kringle. And this is one of my favorites. I just love this song. This one goes out to you, Ron Fast.
Santa got black boots, Santa got a big gold sleigh, and he got hair of tin and twinkle in his eyes. When he's through, I'm going to move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Santa likes candy, chips and brandy, maybe some vermouth, and he'll eat and drink until it's time to leave. Elves will tell him he's got swell, and he won't fit his suit on Christmas Eve. Santa wears red shoes, Santa got black boots, Santa got a big gold sleigh, and he got hair on chin and twinkle in his eyes. When he gets through on, he can't move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Santa got a belly, shaped like jelly, Santa gets kind of round, and there's no room to fit him in his sleigh. He was kind of plump, cause he's gonna eat dumplings made by Mrs. Claus on Saturday. Santa got a red suit, Santa got black boots, Santa got a big little sleigh, and he got hair on his chin and a twinkle in his eye. When he gets a groove on, he can get a move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Santa likes turkey, Santa likes gravy, fill up Christmas Day, and he's making up for all the food he didn't eat. Eating all the stuffing and the corn muffins, eating all the pies and cakes within his reach. Santa got a red suit, Santa got black boots, Santa got a big old sleigh, and he got hair on his skin and a twinkle in his eyes. When he gets groove on, he can get a move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Hey, don't dismay, 'cause Christmas is on his way.
Well, you know, Kris Kringle, his last name was actually Penznickel, and his two names, Santa Claus, Saint Nick, both came from the Dutch who settled in New York long ago, and they spoke his name as Saint Nicholas or Sinterklaas, and that's how we get Kris Kringle. Here we go with another one for you, Kris Kringle Conspiracy.
Hello, baby. This is Santa. Will I what? You want what? I don't know, baby. You been good? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go out and buy one of my records and we'll see what we can do. Well, Santa's got a record and wants it to be number one. Christmas and all through the house. Nothing for me. Oh.
But wait, what about Kris Kringle? As many of you know, people may call Santa Claus Kris Kringle. And the name was popularized by the 1947 movie Miracle on 31st Street. And, you know, it's if you don't know, it's about a man of the name Kris Kringle who plays the Santa Claus at Macy's department store. But the origin of the name goes back much further. In the 1500s, during the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther wanted to discourage the figure of Saint Nicholas. He believed praying to any saint was against Scripture. So Luther and his followers introduced the idea of the Christkind, German for Christ child, who would secretly come on Christmas Eve to bring presents to all good children. Christkind was modified to Kris Kringle in the late 1840s and became a very popular nickname in some countries. And I think it's really fun. And let's see, what do we have? Okay, how about Santa Claus at, instead of Macy's, May Company. Oh, yeah, Macy's took over May Company. Well, here's a true story about Santa at May Company.
When I was a young girl around 15, I always dreamed about sitting on Santa's knee. Took me out of school one day. Take pictures of Santa in his sleigh. Went to the mall where he was. I didn't know he was such a scuzz. Said come in the alley and have a nip. Next thing I knew he was trying to suck on my lip. Breath smelled kind of sour. Like he'd been drinking for a couple of hours. Took a nip, cops came in. Santa said, that's not my gin. Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up and it's clear to see. Oh, I'm not that kind of girl, should be sitting on Santa's knee. Next thing I knew, I saw the car started yelling, stop! Said I was trying to steal his gift. Put me in a black light and gave me a lift. When I woke up, I was in juvie. I think Santa slipped me a roofie. Sat there in my cell, contemplating Santa's hell. Moral of the story is, Santa's got a bottle hid. Don't drink with Santa, you're just a kid. You'll end up on the bad list just like I did.
Santa,
I'm not that kind of girl sitting on Santa's knee. Santa set me up. Oh, Santa set me up. Not that kind of girl should be sitting on Santa's knee.
That's right.
Who could hang with me? I said I got a little time before I gotta leave. I
drinking game for Christmas called Candy Cane Shots. One part Rumpel Mints, one part Whipping Cream, Roses Grenadine. Line up your little red plastic shot glasses and fill them nearly to the top with Rumpel Mints. Add a splash of cream and top with Roses Grenadine. And these shots can be taken with ice and strained in a mixer if only a few people are playing. Well, the more the merrier, right? Okay, so for all those who are bad, this is what's going to happen. Nothing more.
Nothing for me. Thank you. nothing for me.
Let's liven up this party a little bit, and I feel that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is got to be the best Christmas movie ever made, and there's a game that goes along with this, and it's called the Christmas Vacation Drinking Game. Put on the movie, that's all you need, and a 30-pack of your favorite beer, and the rules are: every time Ellen calls Clark Sparky, take a drink. Drink whenever someone is wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. Drink whenever Audrey Griswold rolls her eyes or acts like a bratty teenager. Drink whenever someone mentions Clark's Christmas bonus or the swimming pool, or Clark has a vision of the pool. Drink every time Clark makes crazy eyes or says or does something rude, like bend over and I'll show ya. Drink whenever Clark is wearing sports-themed clothing. Drink any time someone refers to Rusty as Russ. Take two drinks if they have to yell it, "I'm right here, Dad." Drink twice every time an advert calendar door is opened. Drink any time Todd and Margaret are irritated with Clark or he destroys something that they own. And drink any time someone or an animal messes with the Christmas tree. And then finish your entire beer after Rusty bursts Clark at the door of the department store counter with Mary showing off her thong. And during Aunt Bethany's Pledge of Allegiance, when Clark finally gets his Christmas bonus, and after Eddie kidnaps Frank Shirley, and then you're definitely going to be on a buzz.
I'll tell you a story about a crusty guy, some call him Kris Kringle. Story of his midnight ride is the subject of this jingle. Flying across the skies at night, cruising in his sleigh. Poofing on his meerschaum pipe, reindeer knows the way. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Sometimes Santa gets in trouble 'cause the way he looks. When he went to San Bernardino last year, he got booked. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa don't like going to Compton, especially wearing red. Crips and crazies hanging out like to cause him dread. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Just because he wears red suit don't make him communist. Just because he has a beard don't mean he got fleas. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Shoot. Remember this on Christmas Eve, sitting by your fire. When his boots come down the chute, don't get so excited, 'cause Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts, don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts, don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts, don't shoot him, he is friendly.
Well, has anybody ever played the Prancer Pong game? What you'll need is Saucy's Beer Pong Starter Kit, extra plastic cups, a 30-pack of your favorite beer, Christmas cookie shots, which are 1 ounce of rum mints, 1/2 ounce Kahlua coffee liqueur, and 1/2 ounce Bailey's Irish cream liqueur. Ooh, I wouldn't mind one of those right now. It's kind of early, but you know what? It's never too early for something that delicious. Okay, so the rules are of the game. You sit at a card table or a dining room table, and all of the regular rules of beer pong apply, but instead of racking the cups in a triangle form, they should make the shape of a Christmas tree. Using the blue cups from the Saucy's Beer Pong Starter Kit, place them in a few spots in your Christmas tree rack and fill them with Christmas cookie shots. And if they are the ornaments of the tree, be sure to choose your pong mate wisely. Be a lot of fun. Okay, so let me see. All right, here we go. Kris Kringle's got a record. He wants it to be number one.
Hello, baby. This is Santa. Will I what? You want what? I don't know, baby. You been good? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go out and buy one of my records and we'll see what we can do. Santa's got a record, he wants it to be number one. With a bullet hotter than the midnight sun. If you want your present, you better go out and buy one. 'Cause the elves sing back up in a Rudolph playing trombone. And old Kris Kringle, he's a singing. Present, better ship out by the time.
Well, you know, drawing out Santa, Kris Kringle, has always been a losing cause due to the ancient drinking celebrations that began to mark the winter solstice. I mean, even the Egyptians and the Greeks, they all celebrated the pagan rituals of their best food, their strongest drink. And they knew that it was the end of the harvest and the winter was coming. And the winter party never stopped by the Middle Ages. Christmas would be celebrated by raising their goblets to their finest beer. And even in the 12th century, Norway farmers were required to brew a special Christmas beer. And under the law, the batch had to be made with as much grain as the combined weight of the farmer and his wife, or else they risked expulsion from their country. Woo-wow-wee. The tradition of special drink for the special day only grew, and in the 1600s, singers throughout Europe would march from door to door with a cup in hand, and they would sing, and then they would let the people know that we've come to taste your beer. So later on, the pious objected to drunken traditions in 1659. The stiff collars who ran the Massachusetts Bay Colony complained of the revelings, and they banned Christmas. Bah humbug. Milk and cookies as became the favorite, but, you know, you better hurry now. I hear jingle bells, and the question is clear as glass of hells. Take a moment and try to think, this holiday season, what would Santa drink? And I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to party or go home. And remember, Christmas is coming. It's right around the corner, just a few more days, and I hope you all have gotten your special friend a present and spreading the Christmas cheer. See y'all next time. Bye.